Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of things that are bizarre happened yesterday. Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday. It is already the third day of March in 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, both updated for you daily. Yesterday, the Senate passed, with a large majority vote, two different amendments. On to the liability protection law that would partially protect gun manufacturers, gun dealers, distributors. It had the extension of the 10-year assault weapons ban, the shutdown of the gun shows, and Republicans voted for these amendments. I mean, the votes weren't even close, and I lamented it. Larry Pratt couldn't believe it. The head guy over at Gun Owners of America, great organization. And then later that afternoon, there was a big vote in the Senate, and they threw out the whole bill, which is wonderful. I mean, I wish they would have passed the Liability Protection Act, but that didn't pass, but all the horrible gun control didn't pass either, and obviously, no gun control is better than some, even if you get this liability protection, because the law really didn't even protect gun manufacturers, according to Larry Pratt and others' analysis of it. So I'm pleased. I was very upset yesterday. I went into a rage, basically, whenever I learned of the vote during the first hour of the show. Assault weapons ban extension shot down. Senate Republicans say ban is ineffective, unnecessary. Now, good job to WRAL, Fayetteville, North Carolina, with their report on this, but CNN has it, gun control advocates shot it down because they didn't like the bill. No, it failed because it had gun control in it, but that's the spin you get out of the controlled media. The Senate defeated Tuesday a measure that included an extension on the ban on assault weapons. It would also have immunized the gun industry from lawsuits. The bill was voted down by Senate Republicans after Democrats succeeded earlier in the day in adding and amending it so that it included extending the ban. Senate Republican leaders argued against the ban, saying it was ineffective and unnecessary and could cause the House to kill the gun maker immunity bill. Tuesday's 90-8 vote against the gun bill virtually ends any chance for gun legislation to make it through Congress this year. Hallelujah. House leaders said last year they did not plan to renew the ban on the manufacturers and importation of at least 19 types of common military-style assault weapons. It's 80-plus, folks. The way they interpreted it, it could be even more. And again, this Liability Protection Act wasn't even very strong, according to the experts, so the whole thing is basically a stalemate. That's better than them passing gun bills. I'll take a stalemate. I really want to repeal these gun laws. And a stalemate means the assault weapons ban will be repealed in September. Now, I'm predicting the feds are going to pull a mass shooting. And, of course, the patsy will blow their own head off. And then we'll all have to reauthorize it and add a bunch of stuff to it. I'm predicting that. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm generally right, unfortunately. Okay, Mr. Skull and Bones Carey is really scary. And I was a poet and didn't know it. And we'll show it when we get back. No, I mean, this guy is like Skeletor or something, or someone from Dark Shadows. We now have the first Skull and Bones presidency guaranteed. That is, it's guaranteed you'll have a Skull and Bones person in.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, a big question is, why would Republicans vote to extend the assault weapons ban, vote for the amendment, vote for an amendment as well in the Senate to shut down the gun shows? Why would they vote for that, help the Democrats pass the amendments, and then vote 90-8 with Democrats voting with them against the entire package? Democrats voting against their legislation, Republicans voting against their legislation. Well, we know how the Democrats voted against it, because they didn't like the partial liability protection being afforded to gun dealers and manufacturers. But why would the Republicans, when they had control of the Senate, poison the legislation by helping the Democrats put the poison pill into it, the different amendments? And clearly, this is the Republicans didn't want to really give gun manufacturers liability protection, but wanted to be able to claim that they'd tried. And so they had certain members kill it, because Republicans, a bunch of them, did vote for those amendments. And then later, they voted the whole thing down, 90-8. I mean, you've got huge ratio differences here. You'd have votes of, 46 to 54. You'd have votes of, 43 to 57. I mean, a lot of bizarre votes with a lot of Republicans going over, and then you get this 90-8 vote. It's like the National Rifle Association in North Dakota a few weeks ago. They were about to pass a Vermont-style concealed carry, that is right-to-carry state. You don't have a felony, carry a gun. And by the way, crime rates drop and you have a safer society. That's just common sense. For those who aren't emotional about it and look at the statistics and common sense facts, we're talking about federal and state numbers here, even internationally when they take the guns, the crime rate explodes. But, wow. Now, what's going on here? We've got the NRA going in and defeating legislation and saying to the committee in testimony, the head NRA lawyer, oh, we're not for being able to carry a gun unless it's registered. And I thought I was listening to Sarah Brady or something. And we see him here in Texas try to defeat us when we successfully defeat gun legislation, gun-grabbing legislation, gun-control legislation, victim disarmament legislation. And we've seen them do it in D.C. and California and countless other places, and I'm sick of it. But yesterday, I got very angry. Caller called in during the first hour and said, yeah, they just passed these amendments. I checked it. It was true. I got very upset, and I shouldn't allow myself to get like that. You know, we can't let the globalists grind us down, as they say. So, assault weapons ban extension shot down. Kerry prepares for battle with Bush and says things are going to change. And Bush called up his campaign chairman, Kerry's campaign head, and said, congratulations. Now, if anyone ever needed an example of how this is staged, here it is. I mean, you have two people who are related to each other. Now, I've seen a bunch of different news articles, AP, Reuters, other newspapers. Some say they're 16th cousins. Some say they're third cousins. I don't know. I'm not a genealogy expert. In fact, I'm not even a novice. I don't know. But they're definitely related, and they're related in this generational death cult, this generational ritual abuse cult of Skull and Bones, where they condition and brainwash the youth of the elite. You know, I was reading a mainstream biography of an authorized one of Prince Charles, and this is years ago, and they talked about how they sent him to this boarding school with no heat, and he'd get beat up by people, and that's what the royal family wanted. It's all part of, I don't know, part of a molding psychological process with these guys. But Kerry and Bush, 2 years apart in the same secret society, only 15 members each year, and we've now had, let's see, one, two, three. Three or four presidents elected Skull and Bones. I know three. I think it's four. I think there's like 10 CIA directors have been, a lot of senators, a lot of key governors, big heads of corporations, heads of banking, Skull and Bones Society. And it's a weird Nazi death cult, and which is unusual because I wonder why John F. Kerry, who now claims, you know, he's got some Jewish ancestry, he needs to answer about his Nazi affiliations then. Of course, he'll probably get an ADL, I think he already has, endorsement, I guess like Arnold. I don't care if Kirk Waldheim's a Nazi, we love him, and he went and campaigned for him while it was out in the news that he was a top Nazi who helped hunt down and exterminate Serbs and Jews and put out pamphlets saying kill all the Jews. Again, I guess that's how you get the endorsement, but maybe Kerry should answer that. I mean, they admit there's Nazi flags, they eat off Hitler's silverware. I mean, it was Nazi before the Nazis were even cool. I mean, they were Nazis before Hitler even came along. You're like, wait a minute, National Socialist, Hitler was a government agent, Army intelligence went in to infiltrate this group, decided to take it over, the National Socialist, Workers' Party. Yeah, that's right, Hitler was a government agent and went in and took it over and started it. It was the Thule Society, going back to the Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt and dark occult groups before that. And here they are today. And so I'll probably be attacked on the ADL website because I'm against Nazis. I understand how this works. John F. Kerry is a member of a Nazi organization. And you look at Big Skull and Bones members funding Hitler, protecting Hitler, helping get Nazis out of the country, taking their money out of the country up until the early 1950s. as the official government documents show, Prescott Bush did. Yeah, most of the Nazi bank money that came out of Germany went into the U.S. and then from the U.S. down to Argentina and Venezuela and Guatemala to the Germans. And Mexico to a great extent. A lot of them down there. But again, I'm against Nazis, so I'm a Nazi. I'm against gun control, so I'm a liberal. I'm learning how this works. Kerry prepares for battle with Bush. Senator John Kerry all but claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Tuesday night. Well, I heard them doing it today on the radio. Paul Harvey said he's the nominee. With what was shaping up to be a triumphant Super Tuesday and the decision of his chief rival, Senator John Edwards, to quit the race. And so Edwards is going to withdraw now from the race today, and they're both worshiping each other, and we have a skull and bones candidacy, period. A skull and bones member will now win the White House. A skull and bones member will now, you don't have a choice. You got two people from the same admitted secret society who say that they won't talk about it. It's so secret, they won't talk about it. In fact, Scott, do you know where those files are in the computer? My skull and bones files? Yeah, we'll just go into my file there in the computer, and we'll play those later in this hour. It's been a while since we played those. John Forbes Kerry, I'll Meet the Press, going, it's so secret I can't talk about it, and George Walker Bush saying, so secret I can't talk about it. Kerry prepares for battle with Bush, and he says change is coming. And there was a photo last night on CNN's website. He looked like the vampire from Dark Shadows. I mean, it's a scary photo, and you know, a picture can tell a thousand words, and the media can take a shot to make somebody look scary. But he does have that, you know, that skull-faced, aristocratic, vampire look. I mean, admit it, John Kerry could go to Hollywood and play the part of Nosferatu. So could Bush's daddy. I mean, they have that, you know, as relations, they have that same look. But he, just in the shadows, the way his hands are out, it's like Rumsfeld, every time I'm watching him, I think of, the Emperor in Return of the Jedi or something. You know. I mean, these guys don't just engage in evil, they are overtly dripping with it. But Kerry, the most liberal member of the Senate, he has the most liberal voting record. Last year, he has the most liberal voting record, but if you index his voting record, since he got into office in 1974, he also has the most liberal voting record. He beats out his little buddy, Ted Kennedy. And so you say, well, then who do we vote for? Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if Kerry was in office, I assure you they wouldn't be getting away with open borders and 45% growth in government and supercomputers to China and all of this. Because the majority of America is conservative, is active, and would be after him. But under Bush, it can all happen. But I wouldn't vote for Kerry. I wouldn't vote for Bush. I mean, I believe this is totally staged. I believe it's already predetermined. This is how most of the world operates. It's how they operate in China or Russia. And now that's how we operate here. I mean, they're both members of a secret society they won't talk about. They're related. They're from the same part of the country. And a lot of weird voting machine happened. A lot of weird stuff with voting machines happened. Looks like Howard Dean really won some states that Kerry took thanks to the voting machines. And there's a lot of news on that. And again, I'm no fan of Howard Dean, but the point is everybody I talked to, it was Democrats, really wanted Howard Dean. I talked to Democrats, none of them like John Kerry. But you listen to NPR, they certainly love him. By the way, I heard him snickering last night on NPR driving home from the studio about all the secret society now. Ooh, the Illuminati runs things. Oh, yeah, we're going to hear that, they said. They're just throwing it in our face. Then they cut to Arnold and how wonderful he is. And
is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer free of charge Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we went to break a few seconds early. We're back a few minutes early, but hey, more broadcast time. What a treat here. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is the third day of March. And it is 2004 on this Wednesday edition. I got home late last night, and my website was loading real slow. So I called my IT guy, my internet guy, and he said, oh, yeah, you're getting 300,000 hits an hour. And the servers can handle that, but the big place where our servers are located thought it was a denial of service attack, but they looked at it. No, it was individual users. 300,000 people an hour. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, we get, 50,000 visitors a day on the websites. Sometimes when video clips get linked around the internet, we get millions of hits in a week just on the video. But to have the site itself having 300,000 an hour. And again, I'm not getting on the air going, ooh, we've got all these visitors, we've got all these listeners. To me, it's encouraging, showing that people are concerned, people are becoming more aware. And the response we're seeing on the internet, and I'm just one person of thousands who are prominent fighting the New World Order, just here in the U.S. alone. So there's a lot of people, you know, doing a better job than I am. I can just report on what we're experiencing on the street and on the radio and on other radio talk shows and on my TV show and on the website is 90-plus percent of people agreeing with us, being concerned, getting involved, wanting to fight the New World Order. So what do you think about John Forbes Kerry and George W. Bush? They're cousins. That much is admitted. We're not sure what type of cousins, but they're cousins. They are members of the same satanic order, the same secret society. What do you think about this? I mean, is this a real representation of the American people? And they'd have us believe that there's this big fight between them on policy. Well, actually, John Forbes Kerry voted for the war, just like Hillary Clinton did. And Mr. Kerry likes big government. And Mr. Kerry likes gun control. And Mr. Kerry likes open borders. And Mr. Kerry voted for campaign finance reform. And Mr. Kerry supported NAFTA and GATT. And Mr. Kerry supports bringing China into the World Trade Organization, which happened in 2001. And Mr. Kerry supports everything that George W. Bush supports. I mean, they've got a surface fight over gay marriage, which is just that, a diversion to get a con going, a constitutional convention, so they can rewrite the entire Bill of Rights, and then, of course, accidentally, they won't even get their gay marriage amendment, their homosexual marriage amendment. But other than just a few tertiary surface issues, which are important issues, I'm saying to them, it's just surface. Past that, there's no difference. There's no difference. It's a stage deal. So people say, well, then what do you do? Who do you vote for? Oh, my goodness, this is horrible. Well, I mean, you can just forget the presidential election. Let's be honest about it. Let's talk about how it's a staged event. Let's talk about the electronic voting that's totally fraud-ridden from coast to coast with incredible conflicts of interest run on Windows systems where they admit the code is public so any hacker can get into it. Then on top of it, the companies have been caught with convicted felons for computer crimes running elections, and engineers have gone public and said it's a big fraud and it's designed for scamming with backdoors and wireless internet connections. I mean, Clear Channel owns a bunch of the voting machines used all over the country and runs their own candidates in those districts right here in Austin, District 10. I mean, let's talk about it. And let's get control of our counties, our cities, our states. And frankly, let's have a couple states secede. Let's have hundreds more cities pull out of the Patriot Act and pull out of the UN and pass UN free zones and pass laws like Kennesaw, Georgia, that you have to own a gun, and then the crime rate drops by 97%. Oh, yeah, that's official numbers. We have that at virginutah.com, by the way, our website on that story. This is the solution, being honest about how serious things are and being honest about what real solutions are. You can forget the skull and bones election. Thank you to voters from coast to coast who have truly made this a Super Tuesday. Kerry, a four-term U.S. senator from Massachusetts, a decorated Vietnam veteran, told cheering supporters in Washington. He was projected to win 9 of the 10 holding contest Tuesday, including the night's biggest prize, California and New York, and he did win those. And Edwards' departure, Kerry faces no major rivals in his bid to claim his party's nomination in July when Democrats meet for their convention. Some people think Hillary's magically still going to be the candidate. And I said I don't think Hillary's going to run in 2004. I do think you're going to see Hillary as a vice president on a ticket in 2008 if the Democrats lose. And I can't divine what the globalists have decided to do. But I would look for some Southern Democrat male with Hillary in 2008. But again, it doesn't matter. They're all globalists. By the way, a lot of conservatives that were waking up to neocon gun control and open borders and Bush saying hamburger jobs are manufacturing, now the election's going into full gear and they're kind of saying, well, Bush is bad, but I just can't be for Kerry. Only way Bush looks good is, you know, next to Kerry or Gore or, you know, Hillary. It doesn't matter. They're globalists. I mean, it's really simple. Okay, we're going to break. When we get back, we'll get into a whole plethora of other news items. We have Aaron Zellman, a great American, the founder and the head of Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us at the bottom of the next hour, so an hour away. We'll cover news and take calls up until that point, and then we'll continue our focus on the state of the Second Amendment. I haven't even scratched the surface. Believe me, you don't want to miss the news. It's coming up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Again, my friends, we have Aaron Zellman, a great American, great patriot, joining us. He's the head and founder of Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. They've made an incredible new film that I've had a chance to see that I want to carry. And he's also going to talk about way back in 1946 when a corrupt sheriff took over a county and was stealing elections, how people in Tennessee, military veterans, removed him from office in a gun battle. So a very interesting story. We'll go over that as well with Aaron Zellman, who is totally no compromise when it comes to the Second Amendment. And I'm also going to bring up the passion to Aaron because, he is Jewish and get his perspective on it. Because the passion now, they say, has made $150 million. As of Monday, it was $125 million. Now it's $150 million. I just think it's wonderful. And we do have that rabbi coming on, Rabbi Lappin coming on the show, too. We got Tex Mars on Friday. to talk about John Kerry and George Bush, the Skull and Bones presidency, how can it be that John Kerry says he's Jewish now, but he's a member of a Nazi organization? And by the way, Skull and Bones is a Nazi organization. They were Nazis before the world had heard of Nazis. The swastika was their symbol back in 225 years ago. So we'll be doing an expose on the occult and how that feeds into the Nazis. And every time I mention the occult, people go, oh, that doesn't exist, you're crazy. Even if you're an atheist and don't believe in God and the devil, or you don't believe in Buddha or Allah, you don't believe in rocks, you don't believe in Coke cans, you don't believe in anything, you don't worship anything. Even if, you know, you're that naive because you think you've got it all figured out, what I'm saying is the leaders do believe in it. Do you understand that? I mean, atheists think that because they don't believe in it, that it isn't going on in the world. So even if you don't believe in the devil's real through people who believe the devil is real. And if you don't know that Hitler was of the devil, something is really wrong with you. So we'll be going over that Friday with Tex Mars. And excuse me if I have the sniffles. Everybody's got these allergies here in Austin. Some say it's the chemtrails. E-voting machines run into some problems. We'll get into that article. Also, Iraqis blame U.S. bomb attacks on army recruits. And the Arabs are saying only the U.S. and Israel stand to gain from these blasts. Well, have the Arabs gotten sophisticated enough now to blow something up and then say that the U.S. or Israel did it? Or is it the U.S. or Israel? Well, let me see. We've caught Arabs blowing stuff up to blame it on people. We've caught Israel doing it. We've caught the U.S. doing it. We've caught the British doing it. We've caught the Russians doing it. We've caught the Japanese doing it. We've caught the Chinese doing it. We've caught everybody doing it, going back to Nero and Rome. And there were even earlier examples of problem, reaction, solution than that. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Shiites blame Americans for Baghdad. Karbala attacks as more than 140 people killed. Several explosions rocked major Shiite shrines in Karbala and in Baghdad Tuesday morning, where thousands of pilgrims were gathered for a religious festival, the one where they hit themselves in the head with the swords, killing more than 140 people and wounding about 500 others. Oh, you think I'm kidding? You haven't seen this? Where they walk around with a short sword beating themselves in the head with the blood spewing? Yeah. There were conflicting reports of an exact number of people killed. According to Iraq's health minister, at least 58 people were killed, 128 people injured in the Baghdad attack. Other reports suggested at least 80 people were killed in the capital. I have visited four hospitals, and there are 58 dead, 128 wounded, but the toll may rise because more people are arriving, health minister said. In Karbala, some 80 kilometers south of the capital, five blasts went off shortly after 10 a.m., and they're saying 50 to 60 killed there, could be as high as 100. And today we still don't know, but it's over 140 people. A real tragedy. But why would somebody pull up and bomb the Shiites, getting them all stirred up? It's a very important question. Here's something that I'd love to see on television, but it's not going to happen. Clinton Gore set to face 9/11 Commission. This is out of the Associated Press. The federal panel reviewing the September 11th attacks has scheduled interviews with former President Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore this month, but it's struggling to get similar cooperation from President Bush and administration officials. Now, I love the blame game. Republicans will point out how evil Democrats are. That suddenly makes whatever they're doing okay. Democrats will point out what Republicans are doing, and then that suddenly makes what they're doing acceptable when they're all part of the same system. And so, again, it gives you that illusion of choice because we're all in these two different blocks fighting with each other when the two blocks are two arms on the same system. And, yes, Bill Clinton, three separate times when Sudan and Afghanistan and others said, we've got bin Laden right here, we want the sanctions off of us, we're not with him, we want to arrest him. The answer then would be bin Laden being told to flee, and then suddenly our government would cruise missile the country that tried to turn him in. And Bill Clinton said on the record, you know, when he talked to the Long Island Association, and this is in Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, the actual news article, he admitted that, well, we just didn't want to get bin Laden. That's all I can say is that we just didn't want to have him arrested. And our own government didn't want all the dossiers or files on him. This is after he was blowing up, you know, U.S. military bases and bombing embassies and the rest of it. And so, you know, they're going to haul Clinton up there, and he's going to sit there and talk about how I never had anything to do with any of this. And then the news will say, oh, see, it was Bill Clinton. And then the neocons will run around going, see, it was Clinton. He had prior knowledge. Clinton. Well, no, we should be scared because Clinton and Bush had prior knowledge. Did you know Bush wasn't the first one to issue W-199I, the order not to mess with the Pakistani scientists proliferating weapons, not to mess with the bin Ladens and al-Qaeda in this country and their fundraisers? No, did you know that was a reissuance of the same order by Clinton in 1996? Yeah, see, it's system-wide. It's like Bush and Kerry, both skull and bones. We'll go to some of your calls here in a few minutes. I got a lot of other news, but I am going to get to your calls first before we do that. But before we do, I want to re-air these Meet the Press clips. Here's Bush first when Tim Russert, CFR member, asked him about skull and bones. He says, it's so secret, I can't talk about it. And he says, I'm not going to lose. You see, I know where I want to lead. It's very, very cryptic. And then John Kerry has almost the identical scripted response. So here's the Bush clip.
You were both in Skull and Bones.
From Meet the Press. You got
it's
that clip there, bud?
What does that mean for America?
You don't have it.
The conspiracy right. Theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know.
I can't.
Number 322.
I tell you what, let's stop it. I couldn't hear it. Let's start it again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Tell you what, start it back over for folks. Here it is.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322.
You're going to lose. No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
All right. And, again, I'm just from memory know how long the clip is. I still can't hear it, but I'm guessing everyone else can. So we'll go ahead and so everything is good there, Scott. No, it's just you not feeding it to me, but it's okay. How about you leave your mic open? I can hear it. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip, and this is...
You this both were members of Skull and Bone, the secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign trail. John Kerry, thanks
yes,
for joining us.
Okay, so there was the second clip. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we have the video clips of that posted in the Skull and Bones section of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up, man threatened with arrest after taking photos, and this is out of the Belleville newspaper out of East St. Louis, and the police said that, well, it was evil. It was criminal for a man to stand on a public street and take two photos of police. And we've had them do this to us here in Austin. We'll be downtown videotaping police, say at Mardi Gras or at some other celebration, and they'll just walk over and say, turn your camera off. And we'll say, no. And they say, we're going to take you to jail. And I say, well, go ahead. I'm going to own your house. I'm going to sue you civilly. At that point, they back off immediately. They just pulled this guy over, gave him some tickets, and said, "You're lucky, buddy. We're not taking you to jail. You're not allowed to photograph police." And we see this trend everywhere. I mean, they're putting cameras up in the schools, on the roads, in the rest stop bathrooms in Michigan. The state is doing that. And now, here in the United States, the police all over the place are saying, "Turn your camera off." I mean, we've been 100 yards from a checkpoint. We've shown this video on local Austin television. And police will march over and say, "Why are you filming?" "Well, we're covering what you're doing." "Well, turn the camera off." Well, no. "Well, I'm going to arrest you." "Well, then you're going to have to." A lot of people go ahead and turn it off, and then police go ahead and arrest them. It's like psychologically, because you submit, that means you're really guilty, and they go ahead and take you on to jail and take your camera and film. Oh, by the way, they did take this guy's camera and film, and they say they're not giving it back. The police chief says, "We don't care. There's not a law." So that's coming up. Bunch of police state stuff. And for police driving along in their cars out there right now, they're saying, "Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to videotape us." I don't know what planet you're from, but this is America, and that's a fraud. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Minnesota. John, go ahead.
Hello there. I got something here that I come across in the summer of 73. I think you'd be interested in and see how it fits along with some of the things that have come out since then.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a religious letter being put out, and someone claiming to be an ex-communist sending a letter, didn't sign it, stating how the New World Order wants to take over the country. On a certain day, all across the nation, in every city or town of any consequential size, they will stage demonstrations. By noon, the demonstrations would become riots, so you had to call out all the police. At a set time, while they were rioting, the exterminators would put on their identification armbands so they wouldn't shoot each other. The first thing they would do was kill all the police. They had their people in the utility companies across the nation way back in 73. They would turn off all utilities, gas, water, electricity. They would set fires, loot businesses. The second group they wanted to get rid of is judges and attorneys because they wouldn't need them anymore. They would exterminate everybody that would have the ability.
Yeah, you know, sir, instead of talking about an unsigned letter, let's just go to the facts. General Benton K. Parton has talked about this. It's what the communists tried in Indonesia. They've done it in other countries. They've done it in Czechoslovakia. It's a standard takeover plan. There's actual public handbooks on how to do it. The difference is they didn't have to take over like that. They took over the universities, the schools, the colleges, the newspapers, the banks. Communism is a tool of the big banks to consolidate power. And instead, they are now the police. They are now the military. That is the positions of power. And they will go after the citizens, and yes, they will go after good police, they will go after good military, but instead of mass riots, they will carry out terror attacks as the pretext for them to move. That's their smokescreen. So that's the new system.
Oh, sure. That's where Kissinger comes in. They're going to use foreign military to restore order.
Yeah, Kissinger said that, forget the 1991 comment by Kissinger. We have generals on television. We have the head of the UN on television. They've said that if we're, quote, tied down in the war on terror overseas, that we will, quote, use foreign assets. You've already seen the NATO AWACS, the Norwegian F-16s. They're slowly conditioning us to accept this.
Yes, and once they got control, they would send out word to all the demonstrator and rioters to meet at convention centers and arenas and explain to them their duties in this new government.
So that's exactly what they, and now that's the public plan under a mass inoculation. You go to the sports stadiums, and they've got their controllers there. And yes, they are preparing to do this. But they're not going to get away with it. But today they're not called communists. They're called anarchists. And I don't mean the useful idiot kids that are members of this. I mean the controllers of these groups. I've had them walk up and say, yes, we're feds. Yes, when the time comes, we're going to kill you. We're taking over. And then you watch them go to try to provocateur. They work with the police. I saw this happen with my own eyes here in Austin. Yes, it's true.
Well,
I mean, I have video of it happening in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, John. Very interesting. Randall in Washington. Randall, go ahead.
Hi. Two quick points. One, I'm going to vote for Kerry. I am sick of these people that have been lulled to sleep by Bush. I mean, I think it's going to take somebody with machine guns standing in these people's homes, herding their kids out into a truck, seizing their property, wake them up. I've met Republicans that are so asleep, and it's just like this vote that was carried out yesterday. 11 people in our own party betrayed us, and 3 of them voted against the assault weapons ban the first time around.
Now, notice the Republicans put their own poison pill in so they could later vote it down, but then claim that they had voted for it.
Looking back in hindsight, I really wish Al Gore would have won the election, and I say that not because I wanted the country destroyed, but when Clinton was in office, the conservatives were more awake. Do you want me to hold to the other
side? Yeah, you can finish your comments, then we'll go to Eric and others. We'll go to Eric up in Skull and Bones territory, Connecticut, New Haven, up there at the tomb. 1-800-259-9231, and in 40 minutes, we got Aaron Zellman coming on.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call to toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
say, we'll arrest anybody that takes photos of us in East St. Louis, and we don't care if there's no law. We are the law. But they want to put a camera down my throat, down your throat. Also, gun bill being passed back and forth at the state level. And this is a story out of Utah concerning the Second Amendment. Also, the NYPD, New York Police Department, headline, Hate Cops Go See Mel Gibson's Movie to Decide If It's a Hate Crime. So, well, to learn about hate crimes, well, I tell you, this is something else. And police group against residents having stun guns. See, they don't just want you to not have a gun. They don't want you to have mace. Big police departments have called to ban that. They don't want you to have a stun gun in your house or your car. Just don't protect yourself. But, ooh, don't take their guns. So we'll get into that as well. Also, Russia may be offered bigger say in European security. They may even merge with the EU. And, again, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's coming up. Right now, we'll go back to Randall, then Eric, and others. Randall, finishing up your point about if Al Gore was in office, conservatives wouldn't have put up with all this.
No, and I just to give you, like, the insanity and the assault weapons debate, Dianne Feinstein changed her bill yesterday. The ban was supposed to be permanent. Well, it would have renewed it for another 10 years. Now, to show you how much of a non-issue this is, Carolyn McCarthy in the House issued H.R. 2038, which would have banned 65 rifles, but they knew they were never going to get it through Congress, so a couple of days ago she issued another one. Now, get ready for this. It bans the assault rifle for another 10 years, but lets the high-capacity magazine section of the ban sunset. So, in other words, you can have the high-capacity magazines, but you can't have the assault weapon. And
by the way,
the assault weapons are, quote, assault weapons.
Yeah, let me just add something. According to California's interpretation and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, any semi-automatic rifle or handgun is to be banned. And they say we have no right to own guns, period. According to some of the federal interpretations, a semi-automatic .22 rifle that you use for squirrel hunting would be illegal.
Well, the Brady campaign is misleading everybody because they're telling everybody that weapons are off the market, and that's totally insane because I have 10 of the weapons that are on the ban list, and I have a minimum of 100 magazines per weapon. Now, and trust me, other than two of the rifles, you can pick up these magazines very cheap.
No, listen. And I appreciate the call, Randall. The gun ban was never meant to be effective. It's about getting them involved in your life, having the BATF to have more excuses to bust down more doors, to selectively prosecute people for guns that aren't even under the ban. They can do mental gymnastics, fool the jury. A lot of people have gone to prison for guns that weren't even, quote, illegal, under the ban, or illegal for sale, or illegal for manufacture. So it's just all about getting us used to gun bans, the term gun ban, and getting the feds involved. We'll come back and talk to Eric and Jack and others. Before I end this hour, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I have made 10 films. The latest is Matrix of Evil Exposed. It's excellent. There's Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I made two films on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror. I've written a book on it, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order these professionally produced videos today. And your purchase also makes this show possible. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call right now, toll free. Operators are standing by at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, second hour straight ahead with your calls, ton of news, and Aaron Zellman. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.